All right, there's a ton of buzz right now, at least across alternative media and even financial media, about what Robert Kiyosaki just said. And Kiyosaki, by the way, if you don't know, he's the author of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series of books, and he's got a lot of financial wisdom and financial advice, and he's done very well for himself, I think, in real estate, but definitely taking on a lot of debt and leveraging it to his advantage. And he teaches people those principles. So Kiyosaki has a lot of good advice to offer people, a lot of good financial common sense as well. So when Kiyosaki says that he thinks silver is going to go to $500 an ounce and that people should buy gold and silver and Bitcoin, even as it's going down, a lot of people sit up and pay attention, and they should. And what I'm going to do here in this podcast is first I'm going to just kind of restate what I believe Kiyosaki has said, and then I'm going to interpret it and add a few other things that people may not fully grasp, you know, perhaps. I mean, I know my audience is very, very sophisticated, but there are still a couple of things you may not have thought about in this prediction by Kiyosaki. First of all, what Kiyosaki said, at least my understanding of it, and apologies to him if I'm misstating anything, but this is my memory of what he said. He said that we're looking at essentially a global currency meltdown, a debt collapse is coming. He didn't say exactly when. Nobody knows exactly when. But he believes that the world's fiat currencies are going to collapse. I completely agree with him. That is 100% going to happen. And all you have to do is look at the money printing every single day to answer that question. It's like, well, here we go. I also agree that silver will go to $500 an ounce, but there's an asterisk next to that, which I'll explain here in a second. I think that gold and silver are intrinsic stores of value that people should look at very seriously as a way to save your assets. I also agree that it's possible that gold and silver could continue to fall as the dollar rises, which is a temporary phenomenon. And I also agree, I guess I agree with him on almost everything, that you should, or I shouldn't say you, but I will continue to buy gold and silver even as they go down in price. Why? Because it's becoming a better bargain each and every day. The real, absolute, intrinsic value of gold and silver is so much higher than the current market price. It's unreal. It's the buy of a lifetime, in my opinion. And I think silver is going to hold value and even increase in value substantially. And I also believe the banking system is going to crater. The currencies are going to fail, at least Western currencies. The euro is done. It's only a matter of time before the banking collapse cascades across Europe. I'm looking at Credit Suisse right now and the Bank of England right now. The pension funds are on the verge of collapse. The Japanese yen is going to collapse in my assessment, and the dollar will collapse, but last. In the meantime, the dollar will continue to skyrocket in value. The dollar is going to go up. Gold and silver are going to probably go down a little bit more. It just means more buying opportunities. But here's the asterisk in all of this. Oh, and Kiyosaki also said to buy Bitcoin. But he means buy Bitcoin as it's going down as a kind of an insurance policy against the fiat currencies. He's saying, at least I believe he's saying, that crypto has a role to play in getting out of the banking system, but still staying, you know, relatively liquid. Whereas gold and silver, if it's physical in your hand, it's not as liquid as Bitcoin, let's say. So one of the advantages of Bitcoin, even though Bitcoin is backed by nothing, the advantage is it's easy to transact in Bitcoin. Whereas gold and silver are backed by elements, you know, physical gold and silver, but they're more, a little more difficult to transact. You have to ship them or sell them to a dealer and then get paid in something else that's more liquid. So I believe that's a summary of what Kiyosaki has said. Now, by the way, I should probably just invite him on so that he can explain it in his own words. If he'd like to join me at some point, I'll probably have my staff reach out and just offer a polite invitation so we can have a discussion about this. But here's the asterisk about silver. When Kiyosaki says that silver is going to be $500 an ounce, and I think he gave a timeline of maybe by 2030 or roughly that, maybe a decade, something like that. That's quite a few years out. You got to understand, it doesn't mean that silver itself is going to skyrocket so much in value to achieve the current dollar value of $500 an ounce, but rather the dollar is going to lose so much value that commodities will be described in dollars at much higher figures than what is currently being used. So yeah, sure. Could silver be 500 an ounce? Absolutely. What about copper? What about aluminum? What about manganese? What about zinc? All of these commodities are going to be priced at maybe an order of magnitude higher or even more than the current price denominated in dollars, simply because dollars are going to lose so much value. And I've told people, if you're holding dollars, you're committing financial suicide based on the actual cost of living increases, that is, increased costs of gasoline and food and housing and rent and clothing and everything. You know, not the official government numbers, but reality. In reality, you are losing about 2% of your dollar purchasing value every month. 2% a month, folks, or roughly that, close to that. That's crazy. Why would you keep your money anywhere where you would lose 2% a month? Whereas with gold and silver, I think it's going to, especially over the long run, hold value, not lose anything. Will it gain value? Maybe, but that's not what I'm doing it for. It's not speculation. It's to hit pause. It's to freeze assets and stop the bleeding out that's happening with dollars. The dollars are bleeding out. The euro is bleeding out, I mean, faster than the dollar. The yen is bleeding out still, even after 1989 and all that, the recovery from the Nikkei crash. But all of this, these currencies are bleeding out. Gold and silver just hold value. So don't be surprised if, you know, well, first of all, don't be surprised if the dollar doesn't even exist by the year 2030, or even by the end of 2025 for that matter. Don't be surprised at all. So actually, to talk about what's the price of silver going to be in the year 2030, denominated in dollars, it's kind of a moot point. It's nullified because dollars probably won't exist, at least not in the current form. Maybe they'll have some digital dollars that they try to roll out in order to enslave humanity under a central bank digital currency system. But I would imagine folks like you and I are not going to sign up for that. I'm not. I'm not going to use digital dollars in some central bank wallet. Forget it. I'd rather trade in silver junk coins and Bitcoin and seeds and ammo. You know, I'd rather have a barter economy than to end up in a digital wallet surveillance system. So the dollar is probably not even going to be around that long. But yes, all commodities, including gold and silver, which are, well, precious metals, but also, I mean, think about titanium and platinum and all these others, they're going to be sky high in price. And the future economy is going to, in my opinion, move so far away from the current, what do we call it, a fairy tale of financialization and derivatives and fictional financial instruments. Like that era is coming to an end, and it's going to be replaced by an era of commodities. And I think a lot of future currencies will be commodities-backed currencies. I can even see, for example, the Republic of Texas, which is probably not that far away. You know, Texas declaring itself to be its own country again, potentially, and launching its own currency and having that currency backed by maybe some portfolio of gold and silver and oil. Yeah, energy. Because Texas is, of course, rich in oil. Or maybe natural gas. You know, it's not that different from what China and Russia are doing, saying, oh, here, we're going to have this transaction system and currency resolution system, and it's going to be backed by a portfolio of commodities, which in Russia's case includes aluminum and fertilizer and natural gas and a lot more, and plus gold on top of that. I think that's the structure of the future. And any currency that wants to exist and function in the near future is going to have to be backed by something real, because the whole world is about to get royally screwed by the collapse of the fiat currencies. People are going to get wiped out. I mean, life savings gone, bank accounts gone, essentially devalued by maybe 95%. And so people are going to learn a very, very difficult lesson that has been learned hundreds of times over throughout world history with all the hyperinflation and currency collapses and so on. Well, they're going to learn it again. And it's a very difficult, painful lesson. After that lesson, nobody's going to want to go into some kind of fiat paper currency that's backed by nothing. See, this is going to be a game changer. People are going to start demanding currencies backed by something real, which is what we had with the dollar before Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, of course. So Oh, and that started the countdown clock to the total demise of both the dollar and the United States of America as a solvent entity, by the way. Once Nixon signed that and announced that in 71, it was over for America. It's just a matter of time. And time is just about up. So here we are. My point is, those who will make it through this unscathed will be the individuals who have, they've pulled their assets out of the fiat currency, out of the banks, the failing banks, out of the monopoly control systems of government, and moved into systems of asset protection that have intrinsic value, which will outlast currency collapses and government collapses and even revolutions and civil wars and whatever else takes place, or even nuclear wars. So gold and silver are, of course, the number one obvious solution in all of this. You know, gold still exists even if the power grid goes down. Bitcoin does not. You know, gold and silver, especially silver, has very high intrinsic industrial value and demand. It's used in solar panels. It's used in electronics. It's used in dentistry, on and on. You got to have silver to run an economy. That's why the government probably will never try to confiscate silver, because it would shut down all industry at the same time. So they have to leave silver alone, even if they try to confiscate gold. Probably can't do that to silver. Silver doesn't disappear in a nuclear war. It's still silver. You know, even if it gets hit by a nuke, it's probably just melted silver, but it's still silver. Silver survives house fires, hurricanes, floods, wars, revolutions, the end of nations. Gold and silver has survived every collapse of every nation in the history of the known world, all the way back to not just the Roman Empire, but the Egyptian Empire, the dawn of civilization in the Middle East and ancient China as well. Gold has been around all that time and has always held value since the beginning of, you know, human civilization, whenever you want to put that date. Gold has value, and it always will. So for people who want to have something still remaining in their asset portfolio, it's obviously gold and silver. And I was having this conversation with Dan from iAllegedly, talking about how after the crash, or even during the crash, as things hit bottom and there's, quote, blood in the streets and people are panicked, if you have gold, you'll be able to buy anything you want for pennies on the dollar. You'll be able to purchase vehicles, construction equipment, houses, land, farms, ranches, hotels, factories, buildings, malls. I mean, whatever you want. If you walk in with gold coins in the middle of a currency collapse, and you're going to find lots of people trying to unload everything they have so that they don't starve to death because their bank accounts just got looted and annihilated. And now they're trying to sell all this stuff. They're trying to sell buildings, hotels, tractors, vehicles, whatever. And you have gold? It's like name your price, almost. Name your price. You can walk in, you can buy buildings for a few ounces of gold. You'll be able to buy vehicles for a few ounces of gold, and so on. Whatever's on your list, I don't know, you want an airplane? They're very expensive to own, by the way. But if you want an airplane, they'll be on sale, let me tell you. Well, you want a motorcycle? You want a jet ski? you want to buy a biplane? You know, whatever your adventurous spirit wants, you'll be able to buy it. You want a chicken farm? Go for it. Few gold coins, you'll be able to pick it up. And so the idea of buying gold is not to sit on gold forever, but to someday use it to trade it for something that is incredibly valuable. And sometimes people ask me, well, why do you want to just sit on gold or sit on silver? What are you doing? You're just stacking gold and silver. What are you going to do? Just die with stacks of gold and silver? No, at some point you're going to trade it in for something. And that day is coming. That day of incredible leverage is coming. And you want a 1,000-acre ranch in the Midwest somewhere? Well, start stacking gold. You'll have that opportunity. Won't be far off, frankly, because there will be people offloading 1,000-acre ranches who lost all their money in the bank and don't want to starve to death. And if you insert gold into that system by buying it with gold, you're helping to save them from starvation. You're providing liquidity. So they will have the gold to eat, and you'll have the land to, I don't know, farm and produce food for others and whatever you want to do. So you see, gold creates liquidity in the crisis, and it helps save people, and it also brings you opportunities to do what you want to do with your assets without losing, you know, the value of your assets. So keep that in mind, folks. This is all a big deal. This all matters. You need to learn these principles. And Kiyosaki is great at teaching these principles. And there are a lot of folks that you should listen to along these lines, like Gregory Mannarino, for example, and also Dan at iLegedly. And I think I do a pretty good job covering finance as well. And I'm completely out of the stock market. I don't have any stocks or bonds or anything. I'm invested in the same things that I encourage others to acquire and accumulate, things that hold value, which includes land, by the way. So that's my take on things. If you want to get some gold, our sponsor for Brighteon is the Treasure Island Precious Metals Company. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com. They'll treat you very fairly, very competitive pricing, discreet, guaranteed delivery. So check them out, metalswithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.